Good morning. Happy Sabbath. This is a very, very high Sabbath. A very special Sabbath. First of all, because we're all here as a church family to worship together. God has given us an opportunity to have life this morning. He has given us an opportunity to be here this first Sabbath of the new year, 2009. And what better place is there to be here this Sabbath morning? It's also very special because we have two people that are rededicating their life to Jesus Christ. We have a young man that's dedicating his life to Jesus. We have parents that are going to be rededicating their life to Jesus, and at the same time, bringing their child to a dedication to the Lord. So it's a very special Sabbath, and I hope you gain a blessing from what you're about to experience. The Holy Spirit works in mysterious ways at times. The Holy Spirit has a way of speaking to our hearts. And when family members, friends, pastors have done all they could, then we let the Holy Spirit take control. We let the Holy Spirit do His work. And when things begin to happen. Amen. This morning, I'm going to invite Edna Lovelace. If you would come to the waters. Edna Lovelace. Here, let's just stand over here. Yes, on this side here. I would like to introduce you to Edna. She's been attending the church for about how long now? Since
about a month
ago, she's been attending the church. And please get acquainted with her. Edna Lovelace is Robin Lovelace's mom. Okay? Edna was in the church for 30 years, a leader in the church. I mean, she held, I'm pretty sure, many positions in the church there. And something happened after 30 years that was probably very devastating in her life. It was so devastating that she had asked the church to remove her name from the books. And for 20 years, Edna, I would say, wrestled with the Holy Spirit. This is the first time that I've seen and that I personally have experienced. You know how we always hear the stories of a mother praying for her children? Well, this morning it's reversed, because there was a child, a son, praying for her mom. And today, Edna stands here before you and before God, most of all, to rededicate her life to Jesus Christ, to have her membership back reinstated here at Valley View into the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's been a journey. It's been a journey, hasn't it? It's been a journey of ups and downs. And for those 20 years, I could just imagine how sometimes you might have felt bitterness and anger. But all that has gone. The Holy Spirit has taken that away from you. And praise the Lord. Edna is here this morning to publicly tell you that she has done that she has accepted once again in her life Jesus Christ. Edna, we met together there at your home, and we sat down and we went over the commitment, the baptismal commitment, those 13 points. And you positively answered all 13. There's no doubt in my mind that in your heart, you've always been an Adventist. But this morning, you have decided to let Jesus know that there's no more turning back.
Amen.
Your favorite song, that hymn, that song, we found it in the primary book. I am so glad Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad Jesus loves me, Jesus loves even me. You remember that song? Amen. And Edna comes this morning believing in that. And Edna, because you believe in Jesus Christ, and because you have accepted this as something that you want in your life, and I know you have family members here. Would you please stand just in support of Edna? Right there in the front row. And I know you have family, and I know you have friends, and there's one back there here too. Edna, I, as a minister of the gospel, you have shared with me and shared with Jesus that you want to return to Him. And this morning, you want to be baptized. You want to be baptized and never turn back. You want to be baptized and wait for that glorious appearing of Jesus Christ. So this morning, as a minister of the gospel, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. It's amazing how the Holy Spirit works. Do you love Jesus Christ? Do you love Him enough to give your life for Him? Do you? Daryl had been also speaking with me. We met a few times. Daryl has had some struggles. But Daryl, who hasn't? We all have struggles. We all have struggles. And Daryl came to me and, like most of us at times, feel like, yes, we have the concept of Jesus forgiving us, but sometimes, somehow, we don't feel forgiven. And I told Daryl that that is the amazing thing about baptism. Because the Lord has promised that when you come into the waters and you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, when you come out of that water, you come out clean. Your sins have been forgiven. And if you had a book this thick of sins, you're back down to page one and it's blank. Amen.
Amen.
Because of Jesus Christ, the death of Jesus Christ. Daryl, like maybe some of you have gone through, he's gone through a journey, a spiritual journey, a journey where sometimes he felt converted and you were doing all the right things and everything was going just fine, but there were periods of times where the devil was sort of in charge in your life. And he was making you do things that probably a follower of Jesus Christ wouldn't feel proud, or you wouldn't feel proud to tell our congregation here that you were doing those things. But praise God for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Because of His sacrifice, those sins can be washed away. I understand your parents are here?
Yes, they are.
Your mom and dad? Yes. Would you please stand? Thank you for being here. Is there anybody else here that maybe a friend or any other family member that's here? Would you please stand in support of Daryl? Thank you. Yes, there are many, many that know you, and maybe even some friends that you have shared some of your struggles with them, and they have prayed with you, and they're here standing in support of you. Daryl, I know it's a great day for you. I know we talked, and as we met in our office, and we went through the baptismal commitment that you once again decided to internalize in your heart. You positively answered those points, and one of the points was that I would like to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and be a member of this local congregation. So, Daryl, as a minister of the gospel, as the pastor here at Valley View, and because you have decided to once again rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, the first Sabbath of the new year, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is always a special time when, you know, you rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. It's very special. But it's also very special when you dedicate your life for that first time. And I'm pretty sure all of you have remembrances of that baptism. All of you have remembrances of how you felt. And it's, you know, it could be a nervous time, scary time. But it's okay. It's okay. I tell people, the congregation, they're your church members. They are your friends. And they're here to support you. Michael Klum. He, a young man that I've gotten to know. You're a thinker. He's the way I see him is he's a little bit more mature than how old are you?
12.
Than a 12-year-old. You're more like an 18-year-old. That's a good thing. Is that a good thing? Sometimes. Michael has been wanting to be baptized, and it's his desire in his life to follow Jesus Christ. It's a real desire that he has. And as I've met with him, and by the way, he's still, you know, he's studying, and he's almost done. You're almost done with your book, aren't you? Yes, you're almost done with those studies. But he has shown that he believes what we teach. But most important, he has shown that he loves Jesus Christ. And you do love Jesus Christ, do you?
Yes,
he does. And this is a very special day for him. He's being baptized, and his little sister is being dedicated this morning. And I understand you have a lot of friends here to witness this. And I'm going to ask all of you that are here to witness Michael's baptism, if you would please stand. And yes, we have a whole front row here set aside for you. These are the people that are supporting you. And I know you have teachers also. And if you're a friend of Michael, if you like to stand in support of his baptism, go right ahead. Because he does appreciate all of you that have taken part in instructing him, taking part in you know, the creator role and the teachers of primary and juniors, and it's a good support to have, isn't it? Mom, or Grandma? Grandma has something special that she wanted to read. And I think, did you write that, Michael? Or yes, Michael wrote that, and he wanted his grandma to read that. So you could use that mic right there, right in front.
This is Michael's baptismal statement that he wrote. I want to be baptized to show the world that I love Jesus. I want to live my life for him. I realized a long time ago that nothing of this earth really matters. Receiving gifts is nice, but the gift I'm looking forward to the most is eternal life in heaven. I can hardly wait to meet my God and be reunited with my family. I want to be able to hold both of my sisters. In my life, there has been some sad times, but there are two Bible verses that help me remember this earth is not our home, and that no matter what, God is in control. And I'm going to be reading out of Michael's Bible, and he marked the text for me. The first one is John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And the next one is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Michael, that last verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, is the verse that I'm going to emphasize this morning. Because when we are baptized, you know, baptism is not a magical rite that, you know, some people sometimes believe when they're baptized that they're going to come out of the water and they're going to be like little angels. Well, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. But that verse that you just read, one of your favorite verses, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So keep that in your heart. Because there'll be times when you're going to be tempted. There'll be times when you're going to feel discouraged. There'll be times that you are going to feel like you can't go on anymore. Just remember that verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Michael, because you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart, because you have publicly come to us this morning, the Sabbath morning, and have asked to be baptized in the name of Jesus, I, as a minister of the gospel, now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm just going to say something right now so it could simmer. It could simmer. And at the end of the service, I'll have a call for you. But there are some of you here that maybe are wrestling with the Holy Spirit. Maybe the Holy Spirit is asking you, and in your heart you know that, to be rebaptized. I don't know. And there are some of you here that maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and you have not taken that step. You have not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm just going to ask that you think about that, because I will give you an opportunity at the end of the service. I want to have special prayer for all those that would like to start getting ready for a baptism in the future. Or maybe those of you that feel that the heart, that the Lord is asking you and working in your hearts to be rebaptized. Think about those things. We have another special occasion. Parents wanting to dedicate their child to the Lord. I think if I press the button, we could get pictures. Iris, or like they say in Spanish, Iris. Iris Elizabeth Klum, born September 25th, 2008, 6 pounds, 13 ounces, 19 inches. And my wife and I were looking at the picture, and we were at 2 months. She was already smiling. Yes. I'm going to invite Laura and Morgan and grandparents that are here. If you could come up. Very important. Come on up here. Iris is from the Greek, and its meaning, the meaning of the iris is colorful or rainbow. And Morgan sent me an email, and I was reading it last evening, and no, it wasn't too late. It was a little bit stressful there at times trying to get some of the ideas, but it was okay. Thank you for sending the pictures. He sent me an email where the rainbow, it reminds them of the promise of the Lord. And in Iris, in Iris, they have a reminder, constant reminder of the promise of God. The promise of God. So here they are as husband and wife coming before the Lord to dedicate Iris. You know, in the Old Testament, people dedicated basically everything. Their home, their life, their firstborn, their lastborn, their middleborn, their oxen, everything was dedicated because they realized the fact that everything that they had was not theirs, it was God's. And as much as you love Iris, as much as you care for her, I mean, you know, with everything that has gone in your life, and here comes Iris, you love her very much, I'm pretty sure. And sometimes it's indescribable. You can't really describe how much you love a child. But I could say this morning with all assurance that Jesus Christ, that God Himself loves her even more than what you do. And He has a plan for Iris. And I think you realize that because you come this morning before the Lord, before your friends, before your church congregation, your church family, you come this morning to dedicate this child. And like we've done before, I know that church, do you promise to do all you can to help Laura and Morgan upbring Iris? Amen. And out in the congregation, you have cradle role teachers, and you have a kindergarten teacher and primary teachers and people that work with youth. So they're promising to you that we will do all we can to train her in the ways of the Lord. Support is very important. And here we have grandparents. They play a very important part. And if I were to ask you this morning, do you pledge to the Lord and before this congregation to continue to support Laura and Morgan in their upbringing of Iris, what would your response be? Amen. And I know you've played a very important part, and I've seen it, the support. And praise God for that. Laura and Morgan, in order for you to bring Iris up in the ways of the Lord, you yourselves have to be dedicated to the Lord. And I know you have been, and I know you love Jesus. But this morning, would you positively say that you would like to rededicate your lives as we dedicate your child this morning? Would you do that? Yes. Amen. It's very interesting who's holding the child. No, it's good. Because usually the mom is holding the child. But see, In the way I look at it, I would have asked you to hand the child over to Morgan, and Morgan hand the child over to me, because symbolically, Morgan, you are the head of the household. You are the priest of the home. You are the one that leads your family spiritually. And it's a very sacred responsibility that the Lord has given us as males, head of the household. So you are representing your your family here. And Michael, big brother, congratulations again. You're all here as a family. And now I'm going to ask the head of the household if you would, hopefully she'll sleep through it. We're going to kneel as we have prayer for Iris. And I'm going to ask the congregation if you could bow your heads with me as we dedicate this child. Father, we come before you this Sabbath morning to thank you for Iris, to thank you for this life, for this young child, for this baby that you have given to Morgan and to Laura. Father, I pray that you may keep her safe. I pray that as she grows, you may be with her. May your holy angels always protect her. Father, I ask that the love of Jesus Christ may be instilled in her through us as a church family, through grandparents, and especially through her parents. Father, this morning we also would like to pray for Morgan and Laura. Give them the wisdom that they will need to upbring Iris in the ways of the Lord. Give them the patience and understanding and the love that they will need. And Father, continue to guide them because they will need that. It's a challenge at times. But Father, I know that you could give them the ability to continue to do that. So Father, this morning we present Iris to you. Iris is going to grow up to be a daughter of yours. And she's going to be a great leader for you. And so may the promise of this rainbow, promise of being colorful, always be in her life. May she shine the love of Jesus Christ as she grows up. Thank you once again for this time. And again, we dedicate Iris to you. May you watch her, take care of her throughout the rest of her life. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Good job, Iris. She was so nice and quiet. So I'd just like to present to you, the newest member of the Sabbath School Department. Iris Elizabeth, right? Plum. God bless you. We have... My ears Closing hymn says, just as I am. And this morning I'm going to ask, is there anybody here that would like to ask the Lord to help him as we begin 2009? Is there anybody here that maybe has not taken the step of baptism and would like to say, Lord, I would like to prepare my heart for that. I would like to do that. And I don't know. I see some new guests here, our visitors. But is there anybody here that the Lord is speaking to them this morning to take that step? Anyone? Praise the Lord that then we're all family in a sense. Then we have all taken that step. We've all taken that step. Let me go a step further. Is there anybody here that would like to say, Lord, in my heart, I don't know what's happening. I don't know if you're asking me to be rebaptized or just to come down to the front to rededicate my life this morning. If there is somebody that would like to do that right now, then I would like to have you come up then. I'm going to ask if the ones that are going to be playing, they could get ready to play our closing hymn. 2009. We have waited. It's a new year. The Lord wants rededication from us in so many different areas. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the rest of us, if you feel in your heart that the Lord is just saying, thank you for being faithful and thank you for continued rededication on a daily basis. Amen. And you would just like to stand and say, Lord, thank you for this new year, and I pray that this new year may be dedicated to you. Would you stand? Amen. Amen. May I have prayer? I ask you to bow your heads with me as we pray for those that have come here in the front and as you have rededicated your life to Jesus. Let's pray. Father, what a Sabbath.
Amen.
There must be joy in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Joy in heaven for those that rededicated their life through baptism. For Michael that dedicated his life this morning, a young man wants to follow you, and he publicly declared that. But Father, I know that there's also joy in heaven for those that have come here in the front. They have come here to seek you, to seek your guidance, to continue to ask for forgiveness, but they also want to rededicate their life, Father, to you. I don't know if in their heart there's that even thought of rebaptism in their life, but if there is, I pray that you may continue to work in their life. Father, continue to guide them, continue to support them, continue to show your mercy and love and graciousness. And Father, I pray that they may always stand in faithfulness to you. Father, I'm also praying for the rest of our congregation that's standing. Father, they have also stood for in their hearts. They want this new year to be dedicated to honor and to glorify your name. And I think that's our desire. To honor you, to worship you, to give you all the honor and glory that you deserve.
Amen.
Father, I pray that all of us here in this sanctuary, this Sabbath morning, that we make a renewed effort to be more like Jesus, to be more like Christ, to have the character of Christ. And as we see some uncertainties in the world, I just pray that you may help us to know that you're in control and that you will see us through. And Father, as we continue to wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ, I pray that all of us here may be in the kingdom throughout eternity to be with Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. If you're standing, please open your hymnals to number 313. We're going to sing the first, the third, and the fifth. Just as I am. Now, Father, as we leave this place, I pray that the blessing of Jesus Christ, that the blessing of God Himself, and the blessing of the Holy Spirit may be with each one, with each family, with each individual here, as we dedicate this year to honor and to glorify Your name. I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless you. Thank you.